Macmillan Audio presents Cry of Metal and Bone by L. Penelope. Read for you by Allison Johnson. Prologue.
Blessing from the goddess?
The little girl's voice wobbles with apprehension. She is 8 or 9 years of age, with coppery hair pulled into a topknot, mimicking the style of the women of the sisterhood. Perhaps she is an aspirant. She bends her body at an awkward angle, in a sort of half-curtsy, her little limbs stuttering, either from holding the position or from nervousness. I touch my thumb to her hairline and trace it across her forehead. Blessing bestowed. There are others, so many others, waiting for their chances. The temple seethes with them, a swarm of busy insects climbing over themselves, reaching for me, yearning, hoping. Precisely what they believe a brush of my skin against their skin will accomplish, I do not know.
No, that is not true. I understand who they believe me to be, and though it pains me, I answer to the name they have given me, the Goddess Awoken, just as I did the previous moniker of the Queen Who Sleeps. I sleep no more. Instead, I walk among them, offering their faith a rare embodiment. Beside me stands the new queen of my people. Jasminda's calm and placid exterior masks the swirling doubt that has yet to abate. I do not know the cause, but her constant uncertainty is a pinprick needling my side. She asked to accompany me today to better understand the people whom she is to rule. I abdicated the throne I never wanted in the first place, nearly as soon as I was free. She and Jacros will share it now. It is better this way. Have you seen enough, Jasminda? I call to her using my song. She looks up sharply, tearing her attention away from the retreating figure of the little worshipper.
You do this every day?
Her inner voice is incredulous, though the only external indication is a slight widening of her eyes. The people come every day, so I do as well.
It must be exhausting.
She scans the vast temple interior. White marble stretches out around us. Every inch is filled with people, my followers. There is no seating. The crowd stands facing the raised dais where we loom above them, surrounded by blue-robed members of the sisterhood. Before I awoke and left my prison in the world between, to return to my body here in the living world, the worshippers would drag their blankets and mattresses to one of many temples erected around the country and sleep, hoping to have their dreams graced by me. The sisterhood would preach words attributed to me, words I never said, and tell tales of deeds I never did. But their belief gave them hope and peace and joy. I watched over them, spoke to those I could in dreams, guided them when possible, and withstood the aching loneliness and solitude. And the followers did not question what they were told. Centuries passed, and my life, my own existence, faded into myth, and even worse, ideology. It does not tire me, I tell Jasminda. We all do what we must. These people, the descendants of those I knew and loved, are all that are left for me. If I did not become the goddess they expected, what else would I do in this new world? Who else would I be? I am no longer...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?